Washington.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Firefighters this morning responded to a large blaze at a popular pub in Clear Lake. Multiple outlets report that Molly's Pub went up in flames earlier. First responders arrived at the building around 6:30 this morning. They encountered heavy smoke and flames when they arrived on scene. It's unclear at this point if there were any employees in the building or how the fire started, but aerial footage from local news stations show the roof partially collapsed. Arson investigators are looking into the cause of the blaze. Tomorrow is a federal holiday as the nation takes time to honor veterans. News 88.7's Rob Salinas attended an event yesterday in Kima where runners came dressed as Forrest Gump to raise money for vets.
Manuel Gonzalez is an Army vet who came dressed up as Forrest Gump when he first started his run across America wearing a button-up shirt and khaki pants.
What brought you out here today?
Well, I just felt like running.
Yeah, I walked into that one.
The 5K run and Forrest Gump look-alike contest is a first for the Bubba Gump restaurant in Kima. Jacob Bigger is the general manager for the Kima Boardwalk.
It's fun to get out here. The nostalgia of Bubba Gump and then running and fitness and family and fun, and then also philanthropy. And we're able to have those proceeds go to our veterans.
The money raised will go towards the Gary Sinise Foundation. Sinise played Lieutenant Dan in the movie and has actively raised money for vets for more than 20 years. I'm Rob Salinas, News 88.7.
Colder weather is here to stay for the near future. That's according to Justin Ballard, a meteorologist with the Houston Chronicle. He spoke with Houston Matters this morning, who says a cold front has arrived.
I think there will be a little bit more widespread 30s tonight because the wind will ease. We've had some breezy conditions that certainly kept, wind chills in the 30s early this morning. But that wind also precludes frost from developing. So tonight, I think that wind will ease. We'll see the potential for frost.
The high is 61 degrees today. Tomorrow will warm up during the day to the low 70s. A red flag warning is in effect until 6 o'clock tonight due to windy conditions and a lack of rain. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for